The Dukabor Bathhouse. Near the Varigan Barn, a small two-room cedar-lined bathhouse is situated that originally came from the Peter P. Varigan Farm, originally also the Dukabor Colony Farm near Cowley. And you can hear more about that in the episode on the Dukabor Barn or the Varigan Barn. Constructed in 1940, this barn was a Turkish sauna, functioned with the water being heated in a wood-fired cauldron, and as cold water was sprayed on the hot rocks, steam was created within, as the cedar kept the steam within the walls and kept the building extremely warm. The purpose of the sauna was not just for luxury, as it might be thought of today, though the bath was obviously relaxing after a hard day of farm work. The steam bath was a function of the Dukabor faith, and a belief that the quiet time spent in the bath would release the bad spirits and evils that gathered within. In this way, the house was very much used like the sweat lodge, which was an important part of the Blackfoot spirituality. The interesting part is that a tradition brought so far across the planet was already in play on the southwestern plains by the Dukabor Kani neighbors. Modern society might call it stress relief. The time spent in the house was also an opportunity to do the family laundry, as scrub boards and wringers were kept nearby to help clean the work-soiled clothing. The nearby grave marker outside of the bathhouse was also removed from the former Varigan property, along with the barn and wash house, as the Three Rivers Dam was being constructed in the mid to late 1980s. The gravestone is that of Nikolai F. Davidoff, who lived from 1844 to 1919. Davidoff was imprisoned along with 110 other Dukabors by the Russian government for his refusal to comply with military conscription. Like Peter Varigan the Lordly, he was also released to immigrate to Canada and settled at the Dukabor colony near Cowley.